so plain when you're around. Yeah, I could see it so simple, unsubtle, impossible, clearly, and strange, foreign as close as a mountain range. On the horizon, driving all day, there I was so sane, so plain after everything.
Attention, woman in science, technology, engineering, and math. Whether you're a seasoned professional or just starting on your journey, the Society for Canadian Women in Science and Technology is here to support you every step of the way. From mentorship programs to networking and skill-building events, we've got the tools and resources you need to succeed and thrive in STEM. Visit SCWIS.ca to learn more. That's SCWIST.ca. We can't wait to connect with you.
Drink whiskey at the bar every night coming home. Out the windshield of my car, I would look through the bows and think I saw my lucky star. I was spreading my sheets, took dinner all alone every night of the week. Awaited by the phone, I would dab off my tears with my favorite pine cone. Need a prick for spruce room, dear little hemlock shoe. Make me stay sharp.
In August 3 weeks, I'm back in village where Get my strength from the man above. Tales there for Big Thief from UFOF, or UFOF, as I like to say, from 2000 and, hang on a sec, maybe 19? Big Thief from Eastern U.S., Adrian Lenker, and a couple other dudes, 2019. PJ Harvey before that, Working for the Man from the Green One, as we call it. Kind of like Belle and Sebastian, go with the colors of her releases. Anyway, the Green One, To Bring Me Your Love, 1996, Working for the Man. Love her, as you know. The Fiery Furnaces before that, Eleanor and her brother. Evergreen is the song, 2005, from the EP called EP. I think they re-released, I don't know, 20th anniversary or of version of the album before that. And so I started digging again, and they got some really good stuff, really off tempo stuff, and interesting. I love the way she delivers the vocals. Eleanor, she's awesome. Fiery Furnaces there. Weather Station before that. Tamara from Toronto. Song's called 30 from 2017 from an album called The Weather Station, touring Eastern U.S. Next year. Beth Orton before that, Stolen Car. Central Reservation was the album, 1999. So next week, I hope you can listen next week. I have found a piece of paper, and it's actually fax paper from, we used to have to keep logs for the shows here back in the day, like written logs of what you play. If you like it, you can rate it. Is it Canadian? Was it a phone call? A request, does it suck, does it rule? And these are headings at the top of the columns for these playlists, bits of paper, lists of what you play. You have to state who you are, what the name of your show is, when you started, when you finished, what day it was, and where the records and CDs in the day came from, and tapes, and what their numbers were, and if you liked them, what did you play. And so I found a couple of these, and one I've got here in my hand that I found in my scrapbook is from December 3rd, 1995. Had a show in the days, called myself Mick Shapiro in the days. It was a nickname that was conferred upon me. I did not choose it, and so I rolled with it in the day because we tried to give ourselves names. So Mick Shapiro's Canker Sore was the name of the show, and it was Sunday from 10 p.m. to 12. So I was a 25-year-old student, and I would get driven by my amazing girlfriend, who's now my wife, out to Maple Ridge to my parents on Sunday to do my laundry and to feed me. And so I was being taken care of women all over the place in the day. And thanks to Mom Stella and Natalie for doing all that. And then I'd come back. We'd come back to our place in New West. We lived in New West in the day. And then I'd get in the car at 9:30 and drive up to the mountain. And if you don't know, this radio station's in a university on the top of a mountain in suburban, suburban Vancouver. And so, you know, in the wintry day, like this was December 3rd, 95. It probably was dark. It's probably been dark for 6 hours by the time the show started. But I got up there, and once I got up to the mountain, it would be so rewarding. We get to play lots of great new music, and there'd be nobody around. But we could point the tannoy out the window, because we had a window in the studio in the day, and we'd point the tannoy out and crank it. And there's a bus stop, so there'd be the odd studying student would be leaving late on a Sunday night listening to the music that we'd played. And so next week I've got a 2-hour show in the day, so I'm going to play a bunch of stuff that we haven't played here in the last couple of years in the new version of the show. So next week you're going to hear songs by bands like, so this is the lineup to December 3rd. Well, I'm not going to tell you the lineup, but I'm going to give you some highlights. So we're going to hear some Jonathan Fire Eater, Nothing Painted Blue, maybe SF Seals, maybe Jail, maybe Esquivel, Boss Hog, 10 Days Late, don't remember them, Jad Fair and Phonocomb, we played that before, Pram. I thought I recently rediscovered Pram when we did that Too Pure episode last year, but looked like we played them back in December 3rd, 1995, Heavy Vegetable, maybe The Amps, and then we end up with Velvet Underground, Ocean, beautiful song. Low Noise and Spain. And so I'm going to check into some of the, we're going to play a selection of those songs next week, the 30th anniversary of the Mick Shapiro Canker Sore that was played back in the day. I also have another one In My Hand from September 29th, 1996. So we're going to play that one next year and see who we I can see the list here. A lot of the same bands are playing these days, playing again. So we'll play that next year. So Sicko, hopefully you can make it next Wednesday. But let's finish off with another set. We'll start with a new band called Sorry. I think they've got three albums out and probably 5 or 6 or 7 years old. They're out of North London. The album is Cosplay. The song is Jet Plane. And then we'll finish up with a couple of songs after that. And maybe I'll be able to pop in and see you towards the end of the set, towards because we got Radio Gota coming up next in 10 minutes. This is Sorry.
Shag of the week.
Mork and Mindy, Action Man and Cindy. I don't mess about. I make them kiss each other when my mum and dad go out. No messing, no curtain twitching, no stressing. I don't hang about. I get them down and dirty, then get them falling out, then get them flirty, get them throwing plates at each other, cause that's what it's all about. Now fuck off back to your own room. Well, go in the back room when fuck all's going on, what's new, and the plated scenes of that. I live on a really depressing cul-de-sac where couples get divorced and people come up that you've never seen before. Like that, smell of cigars and oil twat.
You go too high, too low, it doesn't make a difference, I know. Too high, too low, but the system won't go. Too high, too low, it doesn't make a difference, I know. Too high, too low, but the system won't go.
Mork and Mindy, I got eagle eyes above me. I just hit it out, invasion tan, stainproof kitchen mat and ass. Pheasant just hanging about. Look at the sea patch on the fucker. Old man and his brother setting about. Stinks like an old body, like mornings on the body. Shotgun lagerotte, like porn up sticking constantly. Wi-Fi's gone all lo-fi, my arse is feeling too dry. Like crackers out at midnight, I can't be arsed with a bottle, alright?
You're not from round here, crash landed about a week ago. Yeah, I feel for you, I do.
There's Billy Nomade singing with the guys, Sleaford Mods, and that's Mork and Mindy. Mork and Mindy, the Spare Ribs album from about 6 or 7 years ago. And let's finish off now. Joe Jackson is in town here in May, playing at the Vogue, I believe. Song is Got the Time from Look Sharp, probably 79 or 80. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. It's been Noise of Carpet on CJSF. Thank you.